I'm convinced that last night was the sign that we needed, that this series is going to be a lot of fun. This is not going to be a five-gamer. This is going to go six or seven. And these two teams are going to trade some shots. But last night wasn't great basketball, which is what made what happened so fascinating. Because I don't know that you would have been able to convince me that Oklahoma City could go into the Bay Area in game one in that arena where Golden State is so good. You wouldn't have been able to convince me that they're going to win with Kevin Durant having a bad night. He just didn't have it. He was getting the looks he wanted. He was taking shots he wanted to take. They weren't falling. And Westbrook lost his mojo after taking a seat after his 19-point third quarter. They won anyway. That's a game that you just couldn't have convinced me they would be able to win playing that way, but Golden State didn't have it either. So these two teams, they're both going to play better. Dare I say, neither of those two teams will play as poorly as they did combined last night. It was not good. But Oklahoma City wins as a byproduct of that. They've got to feel great. And you can't find a better six-game sequence, I think. Maybe we could go back and look at Golden State's run and try to find a better six-game sequence. But Oklahoma City, in their last six games, they've beaten San Antonio and Golden State five times. Combined, four San Antonio, one Golden State, but three of those have been on the road. You find me a better stretch of basketball than some team beating Golden State on the road and San Antonio twice on the road in a six-game sequence. And then the two of the other three games in that six-game sequence, home wins over the Spurs. It's really good. And what they're doing right now, dare I say, better than anybody left in these playoffs. They're winning ugly good. They did that against San Antonio. There were a couple of wins in that series between San Antonio and Oklahoma City where I don't know that the winning play was befitting of a series with the quality of those two teams, but it happened nonetheless. When you get to it happening for the third time, and again, in a span of about six games, where consistently one team keeps winning ugly, that's a hell of a thing to have in your back pocket. And what's funny is that's not who Oklahoma City has been. They're the team that enters this series having blown more fourth quarter leads than anybody else in the association. And yet here we are in the conference finals against the Warriors, and that survival instinct is what saved them last night. And if I'm Golden State, shots are going to fall. I felt like last night Oklahoma City wanted the ball in that final minute a little bit more. Every time it felt like there was a scramble, every time there was a ball off the rim, and some of that is Golden State giving up the size to Oklahoma City, we saw Steven Adams have another impactful performance. He made those free throws down the stretch. He made free throws. Again, look, Oklahoma City, their big two really didn't have it. Not the way they normally do. You take the 19-point third quarter away from Westbrook, together he and Durant didn't play well. They were missing free throws. Even Durant was missing free throws. When they're at their best, those are layups.